This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Eddie Smith, chairman of the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had the opportunity to meet with officials from USDA, USTR, and also the State Department to discuss the next steps that will be going forward with the WTO Brazil case and the schedule of what will happen next as far as the different meetings going forward. And it was our opportunity to hear from them about what they expect to happen in the next basically 60 days from April 22nd till June 21st. And from that meeting, we got a little clearer idea of how the negotiations might play out.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senators Hutchinson and Cornyn and Representative Nagelbauer and Thornberry, I wanted to thank them for their efforts and in view of the upcoming Farm Bill hearings to stress the need for maintaining a very strong safety net for agriculture. My meetings with the Texas congressional delegation was a very informative time that we had there to sit down with the staff to discuss the issues that we felt were going to be important to cotton in the near future. And from that meeting, the staff really appreciated us giving them the heads up about the hearings that will be coming up in April on the Farm Bill and the directions that we thought that we in cotton would like to take.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Wednesday morning, we had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Ranking Member Lucas from Oklahoma, and we were able to, again, discuss a lot of the issues that we face going forward with the new Farm Bill, and it was very comforting to know that his intention, hopefully, to be able to tweak the Farm Bill in the areas that need to be altered, but felt like that what we have going now in the Farm Bill was good for agriculture, and hopefully that he'd be able to prevail in the discussions and debate as we go forward in the 2012 Farm Bill. On Wednesday afternoon, had the opportunity to also sit down and talk with House Ag Committee Chairperson Peterson from Minnesota. We discussed the different issues that we have with different regions of the United States in comparison to the operating costs and also the risk that we face there, and explained to him the need that we have to provide a strong safety net for those different regions because of the different challenges that they have. And he was thankful to hear that, although I'm not sure we were able to convince him of the need to continue along the same lines of the farm program that we have in the past. He was very concerned about change and how he thought there needed to be a change in the Farm Bill going forward 2012.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
After spending 3 days walking the halls in Washington, I felt good about our general positions with these ranking members of Congress as we begin discussions into the 2012 Farm Bill. I feel like we have a good understanding and a good rapport with many of the members of Congress that will play key roles as we try to work through the 2012 Farm Bill debate.